on a Tuesday, Michigan does the right thing and creates a fast strike team to deal with water contamination throughout the state. First reported here in depth back in October when we had a DEQ employee on here, a 33-year veteran. He tore the lid off it. Now, Governor Snyder doing the right thing, and we tip our hat to him. Line 5 issues today we'll talk about. The Trump bump as his ratings go up. Joe Biden, is he the great white hope? And tax overhaul on the president's mind as he flies back to Washington, D.C. It's a show you don't want to miss. Call your friends. Call your, you know, everybody. Call the kids. Call them around. Before you do that, let's get dressed. Let's do this. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gerber.
All right, and welcome to it this day. We've got a lot of politics to talk about, but something bigger today. Back in the middle of October, a gentleman came to this program by the name of Bob Delaney. He spent 33 years. Still there, in fact. He has spent 33 years with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. When Bob Delaney came here and ripped the lid off what he considered was a big problem, he had written a report, a co-authored a report in 2012, explaining the dangers of PFAS, PFAS, and PFOAs, and PFCs, and all of these other chemicals that are found in firefighting foam, and Scotch Guard, and Teflon, and a whole lot of other applications, including car washes and plating facilities and manufacturing facilities that he said had contaminated the water. One of those places being front and center, the Fort Smith Air Force Base. And these PFASs are, these PFAS are being found in drinking water in all sorts of unexpected places all over the state. And he said it was an epidemic. But he also said since his report in 2012, nothing had been done. Dan Wyatt had read his report. Dan Wyatt was the DEQ chief at the time, who later and subsequently lost his job because of the Flint water crisis. But Bob Delaney spent 2 hours on this program outlining the problems facing this state, from military bases to auto plants, to plating facilities, to car washes, to the now infamous problems in Rockford where shoes were made at a tannery there. And now Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has created a multi-agency quick response team to address growing problems of toxic fluorocarbon pollution that, as we told you here in depth on several occasions, has contaminated drinking water supplies in communities all over this state. The new Michigan PFAS Action Response Team, known as MPART, will be led by former Michigan Deputy Attorney General Carol Isaacs, and a guy that I've known was coming for some time but didn't share with you, David Savitz. He's from Brown University School of Public Health. He's an epidemiology professor. He'll be the team's academic advisor. David Savitz, considered one of the very best, respected by people like Bob Delaney. The team created by an executive order yesterday, and officials say it establishes an administration framework for these contaminations like you're seeing at Wurtsmith or Grayling or Kellogg or, of course, in Rockford. Of course, in Rockford, they had numerous issues because they don't know where all the dump sites are, and the waterproofing techniques use these long-chain fluorocarbons. These long-chain fluorocarbons, which, by the way, are not created anywhere in nature. They're not naturally occurring. Well, and if you're wondering, Bob Delaney is no longer available to us. Bob Delaney's attorney explained to us that Bob has been shut down. He's not allowed to talk to us anymore. But you know what? Bob Delaney did good. He did great work by exposing what we needed to know. So we don't have a C8 situation like they have in West Virginia, where DuPont is paying out millions and millions of dollars to a class action lawsuit with more than 70,000 plaintiffs now. Rick Snyder said to safeguard Michigan residents from this emerging contaminant, it is critical that responding agencies at all levels are communicating and coordinating their efforts. Good job, Governor. You've done the right thing. This will be on the cutting edge of what's going on in America. I never believed that Rick Snyder was responsible for what happened in Flint. There may have been some slow responses and some awkward responses, but to hold him accountable or to turn it into a political football, as it was turned into a political football last year, with people like Hillary Clinton coming to town, that was unfair, uncalled for, and frankly inaccurate. But the governor has certainly done the right thing this time. This team, he says, will be instrumental in establishing protocols and best practices that will allow all partners to comprehensively address these contaminants across the state. Trust me, these people have a wealth of experience that are coming. Savage is very well thought of. Very well thought of. He's one of the leaders in PFAS. So there's PFAS, PFOS, PFCs. All of these chemicals that have been ubiquitous in our lives for many, many years. The problem is they're connected to colon cancer, testicular cancer, thyroid disease, autism. These diseases have prevalence rates that are far higher when these chemicals are prevalent. Now, you and I have it. According to Bob Delaney, you and I, and I'm sure Savage would tell me the same, we have these chemicals in our bodies. You know, the military intends to do nothing with them. The military doesn't intend to do anything beyond what's on their bases. For example, at Wordsmith, they don't intend to do any reclamation beyond the fence. So those contaminated wells and so forth in Iosco County, thus far, don't expect anything. But these levels, because nobody really knows what the safe level is, having done plenty of research, nobody really knows, but in Plainfield Township, in Ann Arbor, in Oscoda, and all over the state, including the Great Lakes, the Ausable River, and a host of other places have all been found to have been contaminated with these things. I mean, think about it. Big auto plants sit right on the edge of the water. Big plating facilities right on the edge of the water, whether they be rivers or lakes or other bodies of water. And what has been found, as Bob Delaney explained to us on this program back in October, is that these chemicals transcend typical barriers. They move through what would be considered typical barriers. These are concerns that you should have. And if you have contaminated water in your area, the best way to combat it is with a whole house activated charcoal filtration system and a reverse osmosis system for your drinking water. But I tip my hat to Governor Rick Snyder for doing the right thing in an effort to protect Michigan residents. He didn't know about this, I don't believe, 5 years ago. Dan Wyant did, it appears, from what we're told. But Governor Snyder, when he learned about it, did the right thing. It's 14 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.